So it's Ipswich Town reunited with Wigan Athletic tomorrow. Back down from their Premiership years, the Latics will be a tough side to beat after their first European debut this week as well. Someone who knows the inside of both dressing rooms is Jimmy Bullard, part of the Wigan promotion campaign under Paul Jewell in 2005, and also part of Paul Jewell's Ipswich time as well. Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Hello, fellas. You all right?
Not so bad. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good, mate.
So let's have a quick catch-up, Jim. Tell us what you're up to now, because you've hung up your boots.
I have hung them up, mate. Yeah, it's been a year gone there. So, to be honest, I've not been watching a great deal of footy. I've been playing loads of golf and a bit of fishing and travelling about, really. So it's been quite nice.
That sounds idyllic. Where do you fish?
I fish all over, all up and down the country. As I said, I've been away, been abroad a bit to the Algarve, done a little bit out there, played a bit of golf, and I haven't missed this pre-season at all, I've got to be honest.
I'm sure you haven't. Well, if you're back in Southwark, Lackford Lakes is very good over near Bury St Edmunds.
I've been over there, mate, caught a few carp out of there.
Yeah, you like that? So there you go.
Yeah, I can't believe we're talking about fishing on football show.
Well, that's how the corridors go. So, I mean, when you look back at your time at Portman Road, how do you reflect on that?
I loved it there, mate. I was there a year. I went on a loan deal first of all, and then I signed a permanent 2-year contract, but I was only there a year for that. But thoroughly enjoyed it. Didn't really respect how huge the club was, really, until I arrived, you know. Great history around the club, and to be fair, we had a better team than we should have done better with what we had, you know, but it didn't really click, and there you have it, you know, we struggled a little bit.
Why do you think, because obviously your first season, the first half season, you were player of the year and after about 17 games and everything was fantastic, and the second season, it didn't really click. What do you think went wrong from a personal perspective?
I didn't play as well as I thought I should have, really. Simple as that, you know, sports like that sometimes, you know. I don't know, I'll give it me all still. I played in a slightly different position as well, which, you know, I was in a deeper position. I was sitting in front of back four instead of when I went on loan, I was playing behind the front two. So obviously in better positions to score goals, obviously. So that may have hindered my goal scoring, but I'm not even going to put that down. Just my performances wasn't, you know, I played the odd game pretty well in the standard that I wanted to, but just as a team as well, we struggled, you know. It's just confidence. We didn't get off to a great run. And, you know, it went from bad to worse, really. We just struggled as a team, and I've struggled really myself.
And then
I couldn't put it down to anything, really.
And then last summer, did you and Paul perhaps just sort of not hit it off in the pre-season, or what was it? Because you sort of seemed out of...
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock for me. I went back thinking, because that would have been the first pre-season I had for 5 years, really, with my injuries. So I went back fully as prick, right gagging for a season. Then we sort of had a chat. Really, I wasn't in his plans. I was a little bit gutted, you know. I was a bit like, you know, what do I do next? Especially 2 weeks before the season starts, I got told that. And I was a bit like, oh, right, here we go. Another club if I want, mate. Off I go. One of them, really. So it was a bit, I was left a bit gutted, you know. But at the same time, Paul's got a team to manage in Ipswich Football Club, and he's got to think rightly of the team. So, and I respect him highly as a man anyway, so... One, I've had to cop that on the chin, but two, my football struggled, really. Mm. And if it weren't for Cole Robinson, I thought I'd have been out of football. Cole took me on a 3-month contract there up until Christmas, because a lot of the teams were worried about my knee as well. That's what I found. I was phoning around a lot of clubs and, you know, a bit injury prone. And plus, I was coming to the end of my career. I was 34. I'm not getting any younger. The footy, I didn't play great under Ipswich in the final year, so, you know, it all sort of come to one, really, and thought, you know, it's quite a difficult one. A lot of clubs didn't fancy me, and off I went to MK Dons, and to be fair, I got a whack there, and that was my career over.
And that was that. How do you think Paul Jewell compared to your time under him at Wigan Athletic, when he could kind of do no wrong, and his time at Ipswich, which he did struggle with?
Yeah, he did struggle. You're probably the wrong man to ask, really. Paul Jewell's your man, but I don't know, really. He got a great back in there under Marcus Evans. He's first to come out and say that, and what a great chairman he is. I've got utmost respect for Marcus. I don't know, it just didn't really click for him. I don't know whether he is as hungry as he once was, you know. But that's not me saying he didn't give 100% every day. You know, he was there every day and he wanted to achieve. But, you know, it just didn't click. I don't know. It was totally, I've got to be honest, it was totally different feeling I had from Wigan with Ipswich. Whether that was because when I arrived at Wigan, they was used to winning. You know, I arrived at Wigan and they already won that championship in League One. So Paul was already used to winning. Then he went to the championship and he was used to winning. And it makes life a lot happier. It makes you as a man a lot happier. And then when I went to Ipswich, we lost quite a lot and he wasn't as happy.
No way.
That was the massive difference I noticed.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just life in general, I think.
How do you look back on the 2004-05 season? Because obviously we in Ipswich were the team that lost out that year, with Sunderland coming first, Wigan coming second, and then and Ipswich being pipped at the post. I mean, I remember that game at with JJB, as was then, which you were playing in, when Wigan beat Town 1-0, didn't they, to kind of put themselves 3 points ahead of Town in March going into that final run. How did you find that season?
That is one of my best years, really. With the team Wigan itself and personally, just because you know how such a hard slog the championship is. It's, you know, it's 40-odd games of, you know, and we had a great cup run as well, I think. So, yeah, it's just a grueling run and, you know, whoever wins that championship or goes up as we did in second real deserves it. And it's just, you know, we had the same team from the year before. We just missed out on playoffs. So, you know, to finally get where a lot of players wanted to be in the top flight and to achieve it with the boys that, you know, have come from lower leagues, a lot of them, was a great great feeling, you know, and still remember that year massively.
I actually lived in Wigan for that year. I joined the local radio station there, Wish FM. I don't know if you remember those boys. And I think I might have stood close to you on the training ground one time. But from a point of view...
Really? You lucky man.
Yeah. I tell that anecdote often. But for the town, it was such a good feeling. And like you say, the side were used to winning. There was consistency. You had... Nathan Ellington and Jason Roberts up front, and it just, you know, they were scoring goals for fun. They were just dripping with confidence. It was brilliant.
They were just so powerful, to be fair, too powerful for that league, you know. Nathan Ellington, that was probably the best form of his career that he's ever been in. You know, he was scoring some ridiculous goals. And Jason Roberts, you know, Paul bought him just for his power and pace, you know, and he was just a bit. I remember Jason one line, he said, "Don't give it my feet, just knock it over the top and I'll score." That was just that powerful he was. If they was holding a high line, "See you later." Just on the radio. That's my little So yeah, he was just, we had Nathan Ellington come short and had the twist and a twizzle on him and a bit of ability. No disrespect, Jace. But then put the ball over the top to Jace. He was just so fast and powerful, it was unbelievable. So we had a great front two, and that's the biggest thing I look at. Anyone that's going to win a championship, you know, your front two win it for you, I believe. You know, you need to score a lot of goals and it's a long season. So, you know, any team that's going to win it this year or do well, you know, I guarantee they have a good front pair.
Well, with that in mind, what do you think of David McGoldrick's time so far at Ipswich Town?
As I said, I've not watched a great deal of football. And I've hardly seen play. So, it's the wrong man to ask again. But I've heard good things of him. And to be honest, I couldn't even tell you what footy is without being disrespectful. That's how much I've not watched football. I've just been away trying to get my head right. And the reason why I haven't watched footy, just so you know, just because I've been struggling with watching footy because of I've only been out of it a year. It's a little bit... Depression is the wrong word, but you know what I mean? It's a bit hard being around it.
Well, it is a difficult time. When we were talking about this earlier in the programme, that you have come from a regime which is so structured... And then, you know, you've got different pursuits and different things to come in and your family, obviously. But it must be a big gap to try and fill.
Oh, it's just... Yeah, sorry, and these are the worst days. And the boys will tell you who's played there next. It's just a nightmare. You know, come Saturday, that Gillette soccer comes on and stuff. And it's like, all my mates are still playing and I'm here. And it's like, oh, God, it's just a bit of a... You know, it's a bit of an head spinner, really. And you know it's round the corner. I knew it was round the corner. I knew it, you know... The outside world of football, I've been there before, and not silly, but it's just such a shock to your system. Once you finish playing, you know, it's like, oh, what do I do now?
Do you find the same
beat?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. But hiya, Jim.
Right, yeah.
How are you, buddy?
Hello, mate, how are you? Yeah, I'm good,
fine,
mate.
Thank you. You know, I was just thinking there, when a player hangs his boots up, or supposed to hire his boots up, they normally go to a lower league team, don't they? I went to Colchester.
Yeah.
Have you had that in mind, Jim?
Yeah, that's what I went to NK Dons. I went there for 3 months. That was the league lower. And the football wasn't getting any better. I was there 3 months, and fair play to Cole. I loved the way he used to play. And I was looking forward to it. You know, I still looked up for it. But then I got a whack on my knee again. That was my fourth one. And I thought, shall I be honest, I just thought, there's more to life now. Do you get what I mean? I thought was more to life. And I thought, I'm taking a big risk here. And I couldn't do that medical room thing. So I was a bit, my body's telling me, I can't play, but my brain's saying I can play, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you feel like, mate.
My head.
Yeah, so my legs don't work.
But I still don't know where exactly right.
I'm the same. You know, my knee is absolutely rubbish, but I still know I've got it in the head, haven't I? Jimmy, are you available for Sunday morning football? I've got a teammate.
I've been asked that.
I need
every time I'm with the boys, I've been asked that. The old man's got a pub game set at least, and we've got two or three teams. Every time I pull up, they're like, come on, get your boots. I'm like, sorry, not with them tackles going in.
There was a good story, wasn't there? It was in the papers, wasn't it? After you hung up your boots at MK Dons, that you were joining that side, wasn't there? It was all over the papers that you were joining the pub team.
Was it really? I didn't
hear.
I don't read the papers either.
I was going to say,
I don't even know why you got me on. I don't read the papers. I don't watch football and tell it. So basically,
what about golf then?
Fishing question. So, golf. I could tell you anything about golf. I'll have you here for an hour.
What about the? Because you nearly were in the Open, weren't you? You were in the qualification process.
I went in qualified at the Open, which, you know, that is my little bit of if you want a little bit of buzz back, you know, that I missed from football. That is my little bit, you know, the leaderboards are up, and I qualified for the Euro Pro Tour, or I got some sort of category to play in that, which was massive. You know, it's a sort of third tier in the pro sort of golf career, if you want. So that was quite good for me. That was like playing against the country's best and give me a little bit of buzz back. And then I thought, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a crack here. I hope we qualify. And then it was a lot tougher than I thought, to be fair. But it was just a great experience for me, and as I say, give me a little buzz back and give me something to focus on to keep me sane, if you want.
Well, you keep focused, Jimmy. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this afternoon. Get back to your family. We'll see you at...
Sorry, I couldn't talk enough about footy, but I'm going to start watching it. I'm a little bit better now, so a couple of months. Give me another quarter now.
Good job.
You'll be playing, mate. Right,
good job. There's always a job at BBC Radio Suffolk should you feel the need that you want to share
your
knowledge.
What are you looking at me for, John?
Travel news from BBC Radio Suffolk. A little later than expected. Let's go.